Right now, 25 trail cameras have been placed on Madeleine Island, the largest of the Apostle Islands located along Lake Superior at the northern edge of Wisconsin. The cameras are part of the Wild Madeleine Project conducted by 10 students and their professor at Northland College. Their goal is to expand wildlife data for the island. Eric Olson is the Wild Madeleine Project leader and assistant professor of natural resources at Northland College. Eric, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Well, among the Apostle Islands, Madeleine Island seems unique in a lot of ways. For one, I know I've driven there. I don't think I could do that on any of the other Apostles. What do the differences of Madeleine Island from all the others mean for wildlife there?
In addition to being a great place to recreate and visit, as you mentioned, you have, and also a culturally important place for the Ojibwe tribes of this region, it's a great place for wildlife research as well because of some of the differences that Madeleine Island has between it and the other islands. First of all, Madeleine's the largest of all the Apostle Islands within the archipelago, and it is one of the only islands that is not a part of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, and it also has a fairly high abundance of roads, and there's a lot of human traffic on the island as well from both tourism as well as there's a year-round residents that live out there. And so those differences allow us to look at how wildlife might be impacted by some of the island characteristics in terms of both size and distance from mainland, but then also how human development and road networks might also influence the wildlife ecology of these island systems.
And you're using trail cameras to get a grip on what is there, who's there when it comes to wildlife. Can you talk about how you're using these cameras to survey the wildlife of Madeleine Island?
Yeah, sure. So we're using a large network of trail cameras, or also known as camera traps. And these are the same kind of cameras that many folks, some of your listeners probably use these to monitor wildlife on their own properties. And these cameras, we're using them to compile some of the first detailed information regarding the wildlife of Madeleine Island. To do that, we have established a network of 25 camera stations along a 1-by-1-kilometer grid throughout Madeleine Island Wilderness Preserve and the Big Bay State Park, two areas where we've got permission to be able to install and maintain camera traps. And again, as I mentioned earlier, Madeleine Island is unique amongst the other islands because it does have a fair amount of private land. And so these are two of the areas, the Madeleine Island Wilderness Preserve and Big Bay State Park, where we can actually, we can put trail cameras out without being on those private lands. And so we put these trail cameras out, students, undergraduate students, navigate to these locations in our camera trap network using GPS units, and then they place the cameras in areas that are likely to capture wildlife locally. So if the point ends up being in a thicket of dense shrubby vegetation, that's not the most effective place for camera placement. So they'll move it to a little bit more of an open area where the camera can best function. And in placing cameras, we also try to avoid areas of high human use. Our goal here is not to necessarily capture humans on a regular basis, so we avoid those areas. And then depending on whether or not our protocol calls for it, some of these cameras also get a scent lure that the scent lure helps us detect some of the more elusive species that might not necessarily, even if they were locally present, want to wander in front of our trail cameras. So these scent lures help us capture more of the carnivore species. And so then those camera traps are maintained out on the landscape, and we revisit them every once in a while to replace memory cards and batteries. And then we bring the data back into the lab where we store it, and we begin entering it into a database that allows us to ask a whole host of questions.
We're talking to Eric Olson from Northland College, talking about the Wild Madeleine Project, tracking wildlife on Madeleine Island. And Eric, who have you spotted in some of these pictures?
Yeah, so again, this is our first year of a 3 to 4 year monitoring effort, and thus far we've detected a variety of species, including species like deer, coyotes, black bear, raccoon, otter, red squirrel, snowshoe hare, and even a short-tailed weasel. We may have even documented a wolf, which, if confirmed, again, not all these pictures are excellent quality pictures. So once we have this picture confirmed, it could be one of the first observations of a wolf on Madeline Island. Most of those species that I mentioned are not necessarily that surprising if you're, you know, familiar with the wildlife of northern Wisconsin. And, you know, the common species we're seeing on the island are, you know, like deer, coyotes, black bear, and raccoons. That's not unlike what we would see on the mainland. However, what's interesting here is that different from the mainland, we have yet to observe the full range of species that we would expect to see on the mainland. Species like bobcat, red fox, gray fox, fishers, and others, we have not yet detected them on Madeline. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have yet to that we won't observe them in the future as we continue our monitoring effort. But it is interesting from our perspective to notice which species aren't being detected on these islands relative to the ones that are present on the mainland. Because over time, we hope to use this data to provide a more detailed picture of the wildlife of Madeline Island and then compare the diversity and abundance of the wildlife of Madeline Island to the other islands of the archipelago, as well as the mainland, to better understand, again, as I mentioned, the wildlife ecology of these island systems.
Yeah, I was going to ask about comparing it to the other Apostle Islands. And I know it's still in early stages, but are there any absences or presences compared to the other Apostle Islands?
Yeah, so I should mention this effort is an expansion of an existing project that's a collaborative project between the National Park Service and the University of Wisconsin-Madison to monitor the wildlife of the broader Apostle Islands archipelago. And Madeline Island was one of the only islands where the data regarding wildlife diversity and abundance was lacking. So as we were trying to compare the species that were present and undetected from a variety of different islands of the Apostle Islands archipelago, we kept looking to Madeline Island with this big question mark and wondering what was out there. And again, preliminary, we have, you know, we're again in the first year of the study, but some interesting differences are, for example, if we compare it to Stockton Island, Madeline Island does not have the bobcat, red fox, gray fox, or fishers that we have detected on Stockton Island, which is more comparable in terms of the sense it's the second largest of the Apostle Islands, and it's more of the island is in wilderness. There are some docks on there for recreational use and some campgrounds, but it is kind of an interesting comparison to look at the species present on Stockton Island relative to Madeline Island. Part of this, the interest for one of the, I guess I should say, key drivers of this project was also to find out if American marten might be present on Madeline Island, because recently we've detected American marten in a number of the islands of the Apostle Islands. And so far, we have not yet detected on Madeline Island. Again, as I mentioned, it's a little early to say for sure. That doesn't mean that we won't detect it on the island in the, as we continue our monitoring effort. But it is interesting that we have yet to detect them on Madeline. But we have detected them on some of the other neighboring islands of the Apostles.
Stepping away from the science side of things for a moment, I've seen you've captured some great photos, a coyote staring into the camera, a bald eagle landing. Do you have any favorites that have been captured so far by these camera traps?
Yeah, so those were some of our favorites that we've shared. There's also one that one of my undergraduate students identified, and it's a great little photo of a black bear cub kind of sitting in a little pool of water that accumulated this last spring in front of a trail camera. That's a pretty neat photo as well. There's a number of other photos. You can always, going through these, looking at these pictures, it's always interesting to observe the animal behavior and trying to figure out, for example, some of these pictures, are the quality of them are not as good as others, and so trying to figure out, doing the investigation of trying to figure out what that species likely is always enjoyable and a great experience for some of the undergrads that are working on this project as well.
And what's it like to be out there at Big Bay Park or over the island in general, maybe in the less seasonal parts of the year when tourists aren't maybe going up there?
Yeah, so that's one of the benefits of doing this research on Madeline Island, is that Madeline Island, relative to the other islands, is easy to access. The Madeline Island ferry runs almost year-round, depending on the ice conditions. And if it's not running and there's suitable ice conditions, there's an ice road, as you mentioned. So we can get out there almost year-round to do our field work. And so we've seen the hidden beauty of Madeline Island across the seasons. It's pretty amazing during the summer when a lot of the tourists, when it's more popular to visit the island. But we've also been out there in the fall and the winter and spring and seeing those kind of hidden beauties of the island. In the fall, late fall is a great time to see the colors changing on the leaves and the blueberry leaves as well. And in the winter time is a great time to access parts of the island that are a little bit more difficult to access during the rest of the year, because those places that are typically wetlands or hard to access because they're surrounded by water are often frozen during the winter, and you can navigate across that landscape a little bit more a bit easier. During the spring, sometimes it makes us relatively challenging for my students who are, you know, their major factor in running this project. I've got a dedicated group of undergraduate students that really do a great job managing this project, and the spring is always and early summer always exciting for them, because they have to often bring waders with to access some of the study sites.
Eric, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me, and happy holidays to you and your listeners.
You too. That was Eric Olson, Assistant Professor of Natural Resources at Northland College. He's the project leader for Wild Madeline, which uses trail cameras to monitor wildlife on Madeline Island.